Okay, this week's parsha is Shabbos Shir, Shabbos B'Shalach. The pasuk says, "Vayom Moshe Echlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem Hayom Lo Simtzauhu Basodeh." So there are three hayoms in the pasuk to tell us that that there are three sudos in Shabbos, and that's one of the makoros that we learn out the concept of Shalosh Shuddos from this week's parsha. Hayom, hayom, hayom. There are the poskim have a discussion. Hayom means the etzem hayom. So the question is, if a person makes early Shabbos, is he allowed to, is he yotzei the sudo? Maybe it has to be dafka mishachashecha. Some poskim quote that even if you make early Shabbos, you should still have another kezayis at the end of the meal. So it should be at the etzem hayom. And also it's important to realize that you say you can be mekabel Shabbos from Plag Mincha and onward. So it's interesting that, you know, there's a difference, there's a machlokas between the Vilna Gaon and the Rabbeinu Tam when night is, right? Or Safek Hashecha. So according to Vilna Gaon, once it's Shkia, that's already, you can't do Malacha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not till 58 and a half minutes later that it's Safek Hashecha. And then there's Bein HaShemashos for 13 and a half minutes. And then there's 72 minutes is Laila. Again, the different sheet is about this. Plag Mincha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is an hour and a quarter before his Teis HaKochav. So it's interesting that when the Rishonim seem to say that you could be do things from Plag Mincha and onward, it's not so according to most Rishonim, it's only the Plag Mincha of Rabbeinu Tam, which means Shkia, around Shkia, would be Plag Mincha. Because if you're counting the hour and a quarter before Rabbeinu Tam's tzeis is 72 minutes, so an hour and a quarter is like 75 minutes. So then like around 3 minutes before Shkia is Plag Mincha, right? And according to the Vilna Gaon, not that way, but the Rishonim, all the Rish, most Rishonim never heard of the Vilna Gaon. I always say that it's interesting that meaning they didn't hold of the Shita. The whole concept of the Vilna Gaon, you know, his notoriety, the fact that he's been accepted in certain didn't really exist in Vilna. It was in Vilna, he was a yid sitting in the room learning the whole day and writing his chidushim. But he wasn't the Rav of the Shtat. He wasn't the Rav of the Shtat. It's only when his Talmidim went to Eretz Yisrael, so then, you know, they had the Masorah from their Rebbe, and then the Kehillah in Eretz Yisrael was founded based on the Vilna Gaon's Shitas, but not in Vilna. You know, so in those places, in most of Europe, Rabbeinu Tam Shita was the Shita, and therefore that's one of the questions. If a person makes early Shabbos, so then it could be it's too early because they're following the Vilna Gaon's early Shabbos, which according to Rabbeinu Tam is even before Plag Mincha. You understand? And therefore that's maybe too early. You know, because you can be before Plag Mincha, I'll be Pashtus, you can't accept Shabbos. So certainly you want to have the so first you want to accept it by Plag Mincha, but then there's still a chumrah that you should eat the Suda, at least part of the Suda, when it's night. You know, so making early Shabbos is not a simple matter. You know, Rav Henkin supposedly said that he felt a Rav should never make early Shabbos because a Rav always has to be available to everybody. So if you make early Shabbos, then somebody might need you. You know, I happen to agree with that. But my wife, she is, we should make early Shabbos. So we have a pshara that until Shavuos we do late, And after Shavuos, we do some type of early Shabbos. Not super early, but because now today they have these minyanim that it's that they don't want to have Tarti D'Sasri, so they do it from the Gaon's Plag Mincha. But as my friend Rav Yaakov Hoffman pointed out, if you do it from the Gaon's Plag Mincha, then you're going to be missing out the Rabbeinu Tam's Plag, and then it's going to be before the Zman. So, but Ichlu Hayom B'Shabbos Hayom, and the Rush brings down that if you miss a meal at night, say you weren't feeling well Friday night, so then you could eat the three meals in the daytime, right? That's what the Rush says. The Shulchan Aruch says you can eat the three meals in the daytime. Now there is a discussion in the poskim whether we know you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, right? You're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, but the poskim say not only you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, you're not supposed to fast until Chatzos. Until Chatzos. In other words, you should eat something before Chatzos. Because in some shuls, when it's a long davening, and it's this time of year before we change the clock, so then it could be that sometimes if there's just, like a Spitzkasen or something like that, you get out of shul and it's you're not going to eat till Chatzos. So then that's a question of this issue of violating this halacha of fasting until Chatzos. So you're not supposed to fast until Chatzos on Shabbos. So one etzah is to drink some water. If you drink some water before davening, then you broke your fast, so to speak, and therefore, so that. But then there's another halacha that not everyone agrees to, and that's brought down in the Aruch HaShulchan that maybe it was the three meals technically are one is Friday night, one is Shabbos morning, and one is Shabbos afternoon. So in other words, the three meals. So the question is, what if you want to? You're going to eat the second meal, it's already in the afternoon, right? In other words, one thing is not to fast until Chatzos. The other thing is maybe you should have the Shabbos day meal. The Shabbos day meal is supposed to be in the morning. And then you have the third meal after Chatzos. So it's divided. In other words, with the evidence, if you, as we said before, if you missed Friday night, for some reason you had a stomach virus on Friday night and you couldn't eat. So you could, so you'll have three meals in the daytime and you'll make Kiddush, the Friday night Kiddush, you'll make in the daytime. Because you still have to make that Kiddush. But the question is, should you have the meals divided in a way that dafka you eat the day meal in the morning? So some said was the Aruch HaShulchan's thing, that you should have the day meal dafka in the morning. In other words, even if you're not fasting, that you took care of that problem by drinking the water. But if you time that you can have your Suda, it's going to be after Chatzos, so you didn't fulfill this thing. So not everyone agrees for that. Now some hold that no, you don't have to. Even Lechatchila, as long as you didn't fast till Chatzos, a lot of times the people, especially this time of year, the time that they're going to sit down to have the meal, it's going to be. It's going to be after Chatzos. So maybe, so what? You didn't fast. You drank the water. If you didn't have anything, so then you have a problem that what? You missed what? You missed the mornings. In other words, you fasted. But if you didn't fast, but still there's a halacha, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, that you should at least start the meal before Chatzos, but that is less of an issue because that's the Aruch HaShulchan's halacha, and not everyone agrees to it. This time of year, also, we always discuss this at the Shabbos table. There's a Magen Avraham. If you're a chassid, this is like Kodesh Kodashim, what I'm going to tell you now. If you're a Litvak, you probably never heard of it, and that is not to make Kiddush between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Friday night, right? If right, John, you never heard of it, right? You see,
Chabad is very big on that.
Well, you say Rabbi Yehl a lot.
Chabad is very big on
Yeah,
that.
Chabad is very big on that. Chabad is very big on that, and they will not make Kiddush. So it means they'll come home at 6:10. Then that means they're going to wait till 7 o'clock before they make Kiddush. You understand? Because it has to do with the mazolos, that the mazal, the certain mazal is sholeit at that time of din, and therefore if you're going to make Kiddush, then you're gonna give chizuk to the mazal of din, and therefore you shouldn't. But you see, the problem is like this: that on one hand, it's the Magen Avraham, it's the first Magen Avraham in by Kiddush there. The first Magen Avraham says this thing: not to make Kiddush between 6 and 7. So at least you should hear about it, even if you're not going to do it. You should know that this is like a big thing in the Hasidic Welt. This is like big, and the Litvish Welt, they never heard of it, but it's in the Magen Avraham. It's not like in some esoteric sefer. The Magen Avraham is the Magen Avraham. So I always was bothered because the Magen Avraham is the same Magen Avraham who says Yikadish Miyad, that when you come home from shul, you have to make Kiddush right away. So Chora, there's always a question whether Nigla and Nistar contradict each other. Who wins, Nigla or Nistar? So this is not in the Gemara anywhere. This idea of not making Kiddush between 6 and 7 because of the mazel, a certain mazel is sholeit on that time. But Magen Avraham quotes Kabbalah a lot of times. Things from the Arizal, things from the, So on the one hand, the same Magen Avraham is saying that you have to be Mekadesh Miyad. So then, if it's the same Magen Avraham who says you have to be Mekadesh Miyad, so then if you come home at 6:10 and now you're going to wait till 7 o'clock, you're not Mekadesh Miyad. And what's the idea of Mekadesh Miyad? So the Alter Rebbe says the idea of Mekadesh Miyad is sort of like a mashal. Say you have people, a guest, the chosh of a guest is came to you, right? And you're just letting him wait in the waiting room. It's a bezoyin for the chosh of a guest, right? In other words, you didn't greet him yet. So Kiddush is the official greeting of Shabbos. So Shabbos is here. Now you came home. You have to make Kiddush at home because you need Kiddush for Makom Suda. But if you're not going to make Kiddush right away, so then it's a bezoyin to the guest. It's a bezoyin to the guest. That's why you can't be at. That's why the Alter Rebbe explains there's a machlokas. Normally we said like on Shabbos morning, you think you're gonna there's going to be a Spitz Chazen in Shul. So it's going to take who knows how long forever. So you don't want to violate the halacha of fasting. So you drink some water, right? So water is usually mutter. Water is the innocuous drink. It's not considered gaiva to drink water before davening. So water. But what about drinking water before Kiddush Friday night? So it's a machlokas rishonim. But I think the Rambam says okay. The Rashba says no. And we hold not to. So why not? I can drink water before Shachris, Shabbos morning. Why can't I drink water before Kiddush? So you know what the Alter Rebbe says? Because that's part of the din of Yikadish Miyad. That's part of the din of Yikadish Miyad. That Yikadish Miyad means you shouldn't eat or drink anything. And certainly you shouldn't, have. Sometimes people come home and it's good. People talk with each other. It's great. Even though Shabbos really is not the time for talking, but we're not on that madrega. The Gemara says that the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to talk on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi says, Bekoshi, they were matir to say good Shabbos. You need a hector for that. Unbelievable. Why? So the Korban Eid explains, the Farsh and Yerushalmi explains, the Pshat is, because what's the idea that Hashem rested on Shabbos? So what does it mean he rested on Shabbos? What did he do the rest of the week? He created things. How did he create things? Medibor, Vayomer Hashem Yihyor. So what's being resting on Shabbos? Not speaking. So Memela, you're not supposed to. So it's you're not supposed to speak on Shabbos. It's unbelievable halacha. But when? But what? But the koshi, the Yerushalmi said, gives this lashon. The koshi, with difficulty, we find the heter to say good Shabbos. Now we're not on this madrega. Yeah, not on this Madrig. If you would do this, it would be probably a Ur, Balgaiva, so not to speak on Shabbos. You know, if you're on the Madriga, the only person I've met in my life so far who didn't speak on Shabbos was the late Rav Chaim Pichas Scheinberg. He didn't speak on Shabbos. I mean, he would speak Divrei Torah. He would give a Dvar Torah, but you couldn't have a regular, you know. So he was on whatever. He was on a very high Madriga, you know, Rav Scheinberg, and he didn't speak on Shabbos. But we're not on that Madriga, so we should speak on Shabbos. So we speak on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham is the one who says Yikadosh Miyad, and he's the one saying not to make Kiddush between 6 and 7. So some say, and I think this must be the Pshat. I mean, I think the Alter Rebbe talks, I think we discussed it with Rav Goodman, but some say the following Pshat, that it means like this: if you're coming home at 10 to 6, so try to hop in that you shouldn't make Kiddush between 6 and 7. In other words, be Mekadosh Miyad. You're coming home a 5:45. So that's what I tell my wife. We're coming home. Let's go. We gotta get in before 6. But if you already came home at 6, so then if you go wait till 7, and that's what a lot of Hasidim do. They'll wait till 7. They're gonna. So then, but then you're violating the other halacha of Yikadosh Miyad. So I think the simple pshat to, because it's both these things are said by the Magen Avraham. He's the one who says not about the Kiddush between 6 and 7, and he's the one who says Yikadosh Miyad. So the simple way to understand, like someone like Goodman said, for maybe from the Alter Rebbe, the simple way to understand it is that the Kepeda is that if you should try to make Kiddush, but if you're coming before 6 and or after 7. But if that's when you came home to wait, the horror is a violation. But some of the diehards, Hasidim, somehow this became like the end all or be all, and they would never make Kiddush between 6 and 7, even if they came home, at 6:05, they'll just wait till 7. Okay, but it's an interesting. It's nowhere in the Gemara this halacha. It's in the Ari. It's in the Kabbalistic writings, and as Hasidim, but this, the Magen Avraham was the one of the main poskim of Shulchan Aruch, and he brings down a lot of things that are from the Arizal, that are Arizal has a lot of interesting things. I was just doing in Yonei Sukkah. He has the idea of that dafka benching dal minim in the sukkah. That's from the Arizal, and a lot of things from the from the Arizal. And the Gro was also into Kabbalah and things like that. In fact, the Beis Yosef writes that the minhag used to be that everyone put on tefillin on the Chol HaMoed, like the Ramah, you put on tefillin on the Chol HaMoed. And then the Beis Yosef said, but then we discovered that it says in the Zohar that if you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you chayav misa, because Hashem is saying, I'm giving you Shabbos Yontif, that's my tefillin, so take it as a gift, and don't put on your tefillin. And then we say, no, I have my own tefillin, I don't need your tefillin, so it's an insult to the king. So you chayav misa. So then the Beis Yosef said, once we found that Zohar, we changed the minute, and we stopped putting on tefillin a Chol HaMoed. But so the Gra was into also having Kabbalistic things as well. But that's an interesting question of the role of how much should the Zohar play a role in the Kfir of Kabbalah. But that's okay, so what do we say? So we said three times it says Hayom. So we said that means those are the Shalosh Sudos. And we said that really it should be one Friday night, one Shabbos morning, and one in the day. But the Rosh says if you were sick, say Friday night, you could have all three during the day. And then we said that you're not supposed to fast till Chatzos. And then we said that even if you didn't fast until Chatzos, so according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you try to have the meal. at least the beginning of the meal before Chatzos. And some say that, like Rav Amari said to me, maybe there's no such halacha. As long as you weren't fasting and you had your water before davening, so the time you came home, because a lot of times the time people come home, especially if there's a kiddush in shul, then they're not going to sit down for the meal until after Chatzos. In some shuls, I've seen this in some shuls, they have such an elaborate kiddush, and it's and in winter, so they just serve rolls at the kiddush, and then you don't have to come home and you'll have your meal. You don't take the meal. Because part of the discussion also is if you have a lot of the kiddush, so then you won't have your meal at Teyavim. And Suda Shabbos is not a din of eating. Suda Shabbos is all about the enjoyment of Shabbos. So, like I was telling my, I gave the shiurim about eating fish on Shabbos. So my wife said, "But what about our brother-in-law? He doesn't like fish." So he says he doesn't like fish, so he shouldn't eat fish. If it's not Oneg Shabbos for you, then it's all about Oneg Shabbos. Matzah is not about Oneg Yontif. Matzah, whether you like matzah, you don't like matzah, you eat the matzah. Today, everyone, today, every other day you hear somebody else says, I'm a celiac, and then it has a whole big, you think about getting, okay, so that's a different discussion. But it's something, you're not a celiac. You just don't like matzah. So what? It's not about enjoying the matzah. It's about eating the matzah. But on Shabbos, it's all about Oneg Shabbos. It's about enjoying. So if you're going to have something that your mamash don't enjoy, so you don't say, oh, well, there's an inyan to eat fish on Shabbos. Yeah, there's an inyan to eat fish for the people who enjoy fish. If you don't enjoy it, then, because it's not a mitzvah of achila. It's only a mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer says the only mitzvah of achila we have left today in the Torah is matzah on the night of Pesach. Because we don't have korbanos today. And Shabbos is not a halacha of eating. Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. So most of us have Oneg by what we eat, But this hardcore just achila is not. There's a discussion in the poskim. What if at the meal, at the kiddush, you had pasa baba kisten? Pasa baba kisten, meaning you had cake. You had cake at the, so maybe it could be if you had cake at the Alter Rebbe, the Sof Yomav held, if you have cake at the kiddush, you yotzei the suda. I thought that was pshat. Chabad, I remember I spent one Shabbos when the Rebbe was alive and well. I spent one Shabbos there, so we davened early. Myself and my friend, we found an early minyan. We davened early. We came home. We had a meal, and then when the Olam was eating lunch, that was for our. See, the way they did it was, this is what happened. They davened with the main minyan, 7:70. They davened 10 o'clock in the morning, and then they finished at 12, and then they came home, and they made kiddush on mezonos, and then they went back for the Rebbe to speak for 3 hours, and then they davened mincha, and they had lunch 5:30. That was the whole the community was doing that, so they didn't really have a full shalosh shudos because and then they went back and then that was it. So what we did, we went early in the morning. We got out at 8 o'clock minyan. We came home, we washed, we came back just to see what's going on, and then when they were eating, and then when they were having the 5:30 lunch, that was for us with shalosh shudos. But I thought. The Alter Rebbe writes in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Sof Yomav he held that if you have cake, that you'll be yotzei with Suda Shabbos with a piece of cake also. Because it has to be mezonos, but a mezonos has to, not all mezonos is a possible kisten, like Rav Shefka always says, it has to be a loaf. In other words, if you have spaghetti, that's not possible kisten. But if you have a piece of cake, you have cookies or something like that, that's possible kisten. Even the Alter Rebbe's chiddush was, even if you're not koveya. Even if you just have a kazayas of cake, you don't say the Suda. So I thought maybe that's really the pshat in Chabad, that they came home, they had mezonos 12 o'clock, and then they didn't wash till 5:30, but and then that would be shalosh shudos. So if you hold what the Alter Rebbe said, and then there's a discussion in the stipler, because a lot, we know the halacha is if you get ritzei lach litzeinu, then you have to repeat benching. Okay, if you get Ritzeva HaMitzeda, you have to repeat the benching. So, but not a Chalashutz. Not a Chalashutz. So at lunch, you do, if you forget. But what happened? The Stipel has a discussion. Well, but what if you had Kiddush beforehand? So maybe Me'ikra Din, that was Suda Shnia, right? Because you had cookies, cake at the Kiddush. So maybe that, according to Alter Rebbe and Sof Yamov, even if you weren't Koveh Suda, that's considered Suda Shabbos. So when you're having lunch, maybe that Me'ikra Din is considered Shalashuddas. And therefore, you wouldn't have to repeat. So it's better not to make a mistake because it's a suffix whether we should pass it like the sheet or not. Only Besof Yomav, he said that. In the beginning, he just said, in other words, that you only Yotze Suda Shabbos if you have Pasim Kisnin, if you Koveya, in other words, if you got full from it. Or according to Magen Avraham, like Rav Shapta said, you ate the rest of the meal together with the Mezonos, now you're full. But the Chiddush of the Alter Rebbe Besof Yomav is that even just one piece of cake, if it's Kesayis, Yotzei Suda Shabbos. But the other discussion in the Magen Avraham is that if you eat too much at the meal at the Kiddush and you're not going to eat Suda Shabbos L'Teyavon, then that also could be a bittul of this mitzvah. Because some hold it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, some hold it's hasmach. It's in the pasuk, ayom, ayom, ayom. Three times ayom, it's in the chumash. So some hold that that's a d'oraisa. So if you want it, it's a d'oraisa, you want to do it well. So you have to know how to. That's why it would be better if they have a big lavish kiddush, maybe they should serve rolls. Because once you eat so much, then when the time comes to the whatchamacallit, to lunch, it's like modern day chassids. How many people really enjoy the meal? If you have a good shmorg and you're full from that, time the meal comes and then they don't serve the meal till 10:30 at night at these chassids. That's why the best is what chassidim do. Chassidim, you finish the chuppah, say 8 o'clock, 8:30, and they sit down and they don't have much of a shmorg. They give you the whole meal at once. They give you the whole meal. From Hamoitzi till the fish, the soup, the main course, the ices, everything, and there's no dancing till after that. And the people in the community, most of the people of the community have a chasen every night because everyone, so many people there. So a lot of people just come to dance afterwards. But this way, you have the whole, you enjoy the meal. A lot of times, people, as they spend so much money on the meal, but people a lot of times don't enjoy the meal. But they don't even stay for the meal because the meal's so late. And the meal's so late, and they're already, if it's a good shmorg, they're already full from before. So the same thing, if you have too much at the Kiddush, then you have a problem with your Suda Shabbos. So you have to make sure, to know how to navigate the day, especially on the short Shabbosim, like now, when it's very soon we're going to turn the clock before you know it, right? When we turn the clock in the beginning of March or something, we're going to turn the clock and then,
Second Saturday in March. Second
yeah. And
Saturday.
what's going to be next year? That what's going to be with the whole talk that they have about doing it for the whole year? Yeah, anything new on that? I
No,
don't
that
think
means
it's going to be.
all the states have to agree. It's not likely to happen. So.
It's not. Oh yeah, all 50 states have to agree.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well,
okay.
48. The two that don't
So,
change.
I remember when I was a kid with Nixon. When was that, under Nixon? And they
No,
had it.
Ford. Ford.
Ford. Yeah. Yeah, remember
During the
that? We
Yom
used to
Kippur
wake up
War.
as kids. We were little kids in elementary school, and it was pitch dark. It's not a good
Bad
thing.
because, especially in Florida, for some reason, a lot of kids they got hit by buses. They died, so they
Yeah,
stopped that.
it's terrible. It's terrible.
So, Rabbi Simon, I had a question about the 6 and 7. So, does it follow daylight savings time? I mean, what do they do, the Hasidim or the Chabadniks? What do they do when we change the clock? I mean, which 6 and 7 is it? Standard time or daylight savings time?
Oh, does it change? You have to, okay. You have to ask the next time you see your friend Chassid in the street, don't you, you'll ask him.
Well,
Yeah,
I'm going to ask my Schneerson, my insurance agent in my building
ask
is
your
a
insurance agent.
Chabadnik. I'm going to
Yeah.
ask him. I think they go according to
Yes.
whatever time it is. Because I had a friend
What?
who died. I think they go according to whatever time it is. It's
Yeah,
six
that's
and
what
seven.
I think. I think it's whatever time it is. Yeah, 6 or 7. But it has to do with the mazalos. It's the first Magen Avraham. But they're very makpid. Like this is like things that they're makpid on, you know. But they're also makpid not to shave and not to use an eruv. So those are, you know, so those are two big things. People, you know, people ask people, Chabad, Chabad, that's very good. They don't shave, and they use the eruv. Those are big, two big shilas of deraisis that they're makpid on. So the six and the seven, you know, okay, mela. You know, what can I tell you? Okay, the Binyan Shlomo says that what's the idea? He quotes from the Shultas that the idea of Suda Shabbos is somebody just told me, I think their son bought a new house or whatever. So there's a din of Chanukah Sabayis that you should have a Suda to inaugurate the house. Chanukah Sabayis. And so that's what Suda Shabbos is. The Shultos was the first sefer written after the Gemara. The Shultos, he says, what's the idea of having a Suda Shabbos? It's Chanukah Sabayis, that they in other words, just like when you build a new house, when the world is created, a new world. So we have to have a Suda to inaugurate the creation of the world. And that's what Shabbos is about. And it's so interesting that the Gemara says in Moed Katan on Daf Tes, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, they ate 7 days and then 7 days of Sukkot. 7 and 7, 14 days. So 7 days of Sukkot and 7 days before that for the Chanukah Sabayis. And so what does the Gemara say that means? That means that that year they ate on Yom Kippur. They ate on Yom Kippur. So it's an unbelievable thing. That this idea of having Chanukah Sabayis and celebrating is so chashuv that it was Docha Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says they were a little bit nervous. Maybe we did the wrong thing. We ate on Yom Kippur. So the Baskol came out, even though we don't usually follow a Baskol. But here, the Baskol came out and said, don't worry. Kulchem daftesen Yom Kippur. Kulchem muzumanim l'chai ha'olam haba. That you're all going to Olam Haba. Don't worry, you did the right thing. So you see that and if Suda Shabbos is about that, and that idea we see was Docha Yom Kippur, it's so how chashuv Suda Shabbos is. So that's why we always take Suda Shabbos seriously. That we should, and seriously means that you should enjoy it. That you should enjoy it. You shouldn't eat too much beforehand. You should have own. Because again, it's not a din of achila, even though it says achilu hayom, but it's really a din of karaso the Shabbos owner. It's not like matzah. Matzah is a din of achilas matzah. You have to eat the matzah. Here, it's not a din of eating. It's a din of a karaso l'shabbos oneg, and you should have drinking wine that you like. You know, sometimes they have wine that you don't enjoy the wine. It's so much alcohol content. But it's really something that you enjoy. Enjoy the wine. Enjoy the achila. Enjoy it. It should be, and that's the Oneg Shabbos. And that's this week's parsha. Hayom, hayom, hayom. And if you can do it, bizman, you know, the etzem hayom. I mean, not everyone agrees that you have to do it, that you can't do it during Tosefa Shabbos. But if you can do it, and you see the chashivas and that's what the Rav Shlomo Kluger says. That why did they need a Nes Chanukah for the Shemen was Tameh, but Tumah Hutra Betzibur, right? But the Shlomo Kluger says, but that's only the Avoda. When you build a new menorah and you have the inauguration, that has to be Batar. The Chanukah has to be Batar. So when we have Suda Shabbos, the Shulka says that's the inauguration of the world. In other words, every year, every week, where the world is created mechadash, and we're celebrating the inauguration of the world, and that's a very chashuv thing. You know, the Archai Makadosh says when Hashem created the world, shisheshes yom, He only created the world for 6 days. You know that 6 day interval, and then there's Shabbos, and that's going to put it for another 6 days. Next Shabbos, another 6 days. He didn't create it as one mass forever. Hashem created the world, says the Archai Makadosh, shisheshes yomim. Also, he created for 6 years, and then every Shabbos is the generator for the next week. That's why the Zohar HaKadosh says all the bracha you have from the week is all from Shabbos. That's why You know the famous story from the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe, they asked the Satmar Rebbe, you know, he was in the community. He said, "We get a bracha from you every week, but when are you going to leave? Who are you going to get the bracha from?" So he says, "No, you go to shul and you see somebody who has numbers on their hand. That's who you should get the bracha for." So there was a man that I used to daven with in Brooklyn, and he had numbers on his arm, and I made sure every Motzai Shabbos to get a bracha from him. It makes, you know, that I felt good for the week to come, and I'm getting a bracha from such a person who was a from Yid, Yirei Shemayim, who went through, you know, having numbers on his arm. And then the week of my Ofruf, I was looking to get that bracha, and then for some reason he wasn't feeling well, he didn't come to shul, so somebody took me to his house, so I shouldn't lose that. And Rav Scheinberg was there also that Shabbos, so I shouldn't lose out on that bracha, because the bracha Shabbos is makor habracha. That's why they say from Chofetz Chaim, you don't have to rush Shabbos. You don't have to rush Shabbos out. Take your time, because it's the generator. We say the lecha dodi ki hi makor habracha, and the Zohar says kol brachasa la'elu all the brachas in the world biyom shvi, they're all tolay on the seventh day. The seventh day is the bracha for the week to come. So, Bevisram, we should all be zoichet to have a Suda Shabbos, to enjoy the Shabbos, to be Anig b'Shabbos, and that should be give us a bracha for the rest of the week. And even if we're going to make Kiddush between 6 and 7, if you come home and live, you still should have a good Shabbos as well.